I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, former boxer Termite Watkins faces his toughest opponent, COVID-19. But now it's time for Charlie Pierce and the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to a contract extension that would keep Mahomes in KC through the 2031 season. With incentives, Mahomes could make more than $500 million, which makes this the biggest contract in U.S. pro sports history. What do you make of the deal?
There's no question that it is an outrageous contract in every sense of that word. It's hilariously outrageous. It's outrageous in the time of pandemics. You know, it's nice, though, that Patrick Mahomes will still be around when the NFL finally gets back to playing a full season in 2029.
A lot has been made out of that biggest contract in history number. But we should point out that Mike Trout's $426.5 million deal with the Angels is fully guaranteed. Fully guaranteed contracts are not a thing in the NFL.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the NFL is notorious for putting out headlines. We're paying this guy, you know, 11 gazillion dollars. And it turns out that, you know, only maybe one gajillion of the dollars are guaranteed. So, yes, in a sense, it's unfair to compare those two contracts because Mike Trout's going to get every dime unless the Angels go into Chapter 11 or something.
My favorite part of the story is how it broke. A liquor store employee named Katie Camlin tweeted out that a Mahomes deal was imminent after a Chiefs front office employee came in to buy six bottles of Dom Perignon. Another journalist loses a scoop to Twitter.
Citizen journalism, what can I tell you? Maybe the Chiefs front office drinks six bottles of Dom every day.
Maybe it's just
in the company cafeteria. You know, have that chicken salad and some French fries and, you know, that bottle of Dom up there.
The NFL team from Washington, D.C. continues its thorough review of the team nickname. And although there has been no official confirmation that a name change is coming, the team is reportedly considering multiple options for a new name, none of which use Native American imagery or weaponry. Good call.
That's probably smart, actually. I would not want to have this ridiculous 40-year brawl go on for another 80 years. Just, you know, call them the Senators or something. I don't care. I mean, I'm still hanging in for the kickbacks, but I don't think anyone's listening to me.
Some say it would be impossible to have a new name in place for this season and that the team should just go by Washington. At least one insider, though, says a new name could be announced in the next 2 weeks. Realistically, how quickly do you think this could happen?
I mean, it's completely up to the franchise. I mean, it could happen this afternoon or it could happen tomorrow or it could happen, you know, 6 months from now. Dan Snyder and his board of directors could change the name of the thing in 15 minutes.
Major League Baseball has announced its 2020 schedule. In theory, the season will begin in less than 2 weeks with the Washington Nationals hosting the New York Yankees on July 23rd. I say in theory because I really have no confidence that this will actually happen. Do you?
Well, I think it'll happen, but I think within 2 weeks, one team is going to have a massive number of positive COVID-19 tests, and that's going to blow the whole thing up. I have no question that they'll start. I have a lot of questions as to whether they'll finish.
Charlie, I feel like we need to talk about the MLS is back tournament quickly before the MLS goes away again. Two teams, FC Dallas and Nashville SC, have already dropped out of the tournament due to positive COVID-19 tests. What are we doing here?
Hey, baseball, football, basketball. I know you don't like to admit that the MLS actually exists, but take a look. That's the future. There's absolutely no way that you aren't going to get two or three baseball teams or two or three NFL teams to be in the same situation. MLS is the canary in a coal mine.
And finally, Charlie, one pro baseball team in Japan has found a way to keep its games lively with an entire cheering section filled with not very socially distanced robot cheerleaders. Take a listen. Problem solved.
Yeah, I am a little bit puzzled by why they decided to have Casper the Friendly Ghost and Optimus Prime as their two model cheerleaders. I think that needs a little work. But I'm waiting for the day where we see one robot cheerleader throw another robot cheerleader up to the rafters, then catch it or her or whatever. I'm enormously optimistic now.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.